The governor's State of the State speech focused on a variety of topics, including education, economic development, tourism, and infrastructure. But it was Cuomo's focus on reducing spending and reduction of property taxes that caught Schenectady and Saratoga County Republican Assemblyman James Tedisco's ear.
He's actually talking about not only capping spending, but spending priorities. And that was music to, I think, taxpayers' ears.
Tedisco said he is hopeful for a freeze on property taxes and a reduction of taxes on manufacturing.
Freezing property taxes in the future, seriously reducing property taxes for the highest property tax people in the United States of America. And to help this economy and make it competitive, he's going to help, and we hope we will help him bring back manufacturing in upstate New York.
Republican Senator Kathy Marchione of Half Moon said she supported the governor's proposals to lower the corporate tax rate to 6.5% and incentivize upstate manufacturing. Marchione serves as chair of the Senate's Administrative Regulations Review Commission, which last summer held hearings across the state on ways to reduce red tape. Marchione said she was glad the governor called for a reduction in restrictive regulations.
Our report is almost done and identifies over 2,000 regulations that we believe can be eliminated or amended or at least reviewed. And when he talked about regulations, I think that's terrific. I know he was forming a commission, a bipartisan commission. We got a lot of that work done, so I hope that that gets fast-tracked.
Paul Sawsville, chair of the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors, said upstate communities need more relief from unfunded mandates.
So at the county level, it's those unfunded mandates that are problematic. So there's not an awful lot that the governor can do for us except reduce those unfunded mandates.
The governor spent some time in his speech on workforce training and education initiatives, including a plan to provide full tuition scholarships to the top 10% of high school graduates to SUNY and CUNY colleges and universities if they pursue a STEM career and work in New York State for 5 years. Republican Assemblyman Dan Steck of Queensbury said that the manufacturing economy of upstate New York needs young workers.
Manufacturers have been concerned about a highly trained workforce with their needs in mind. And so I think that it's not uncommon for states or employers to look to incentivize certain degree programs or certain training programs to bolster a workforce. So I thought that was good. Certainly we'll have to look at the numbers and make sure that the math works and we can afford everything that's on the table.
Lawmakers stressed they'd like to see more attention on improving the implementation of the Common Core, which was not mentioned in the governor's speech. Tedisco also wants to see a decision related in the new year on hydraulic fracturing for the extraction of natural gas, which is still being reviewed in a health impact study by the DEC.
Natural gas is cleaner than fossil fuel. We won't be relegated to be having a monopoly with those totalitarian states that provide it for us and make our costs jump up and down at the gas station. And we'll wean ourselves off fossil fuel. It'll be cheaper. It'll be cleaner. And we may be able to create jobs. I'd like to see the science, and I'd like to see the commissioner make the report and him urge him to do that.
While supporters say fracking could lower energy costs, the practice remains highly controversial in New York, with opponents fearing harm to the natural environment. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.